This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
This is Cora Gibson. This message is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning, I'm coming to you from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 8, and I read as follows: Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bone. This morning, we're going to be talking about be not wise and thine own eyes. But first of all, starting with verse 5, it's telling us to trust in the Lord with all our heart. In other words, we're to have confidence in God. We have to be secure in him. And when we speak of being secured, it means to be assured, reassured, feel safe. No matter what's going on around us, we still should feel safe, knowing that God is going to take care of. And then it's having confidence in him, free from fear and no anxiety. But you know, we just have to know, we have to learn how to lean and depend upon God. Just know that you can depend on him no matter what the situation may be, no matter what the need may be today. Just know that you can trust on him. You can lean on him this day. But you know, we have to trust the Lord wholeheartedly. In other words, we have to trust God with our whole heart. Trust him this morning, no matter what it is, no matter what the medical diagnosis may be. Trust in the Lord and know that you know this morning that God is in control and he is going to take care of whatever the situation may be. But you know, we can't do God the way we do relationship. But you know, because sometimes we've been hurt, we've been wounded, we've been disappointed, we've been rejected, and then that causes us to go into a relationship, and we go in being skeptical with very little or no trust in the person that we're trying to build a relationship with. But you know, instead of knowing God will do it, we will wonder if he's going to do it. We sit and we wonder if he's going to do it. He didn't do it. He hasn't done it yet. But you know, with God, we don't have to be skeptical. We can trust him because, first of all, he's a God that can't lie. He'll know every promise that he has made, he will fulfill it. He will come through for us. But you know, we have to trust God no matter what it may seem like. Have to know that you know that you know that you know that God is in total control. Literally knowing this, we have to know without a shadow of a doubt. But you know, people say, I believe. And when I hear a person say, I believe, to me, there's a little doubt. But with me, when I say, I know God is going to do it, I know without a shadow of a doubt. But you know, Solomon said, lean not unto thine own understanding. In other words, do not rely on your own wisdom, your own understanding, because sometimes our understanding and our wisdom can be flawed. But you know, but with God, all things are possible. He's infallible, meaning he's incapable or not capable of making errors. God, can you imagine trying to serve a God that makes as many mistakes as we do? But we can praise God just for knowing, just knowing that no matter what we're going through today, regardless of how dark it may seem, we know that God is going to bring us out. He said he would take care of us. We are his children. And like I've often said, he's not a deadbeat dad. He's going to take care of his children. But where we usually mess up at, because God didn't move or answer and do the things that we have asked him to do, then we let doubt set in. But like I often said, we have to realize today that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day with the Lord. So if he said he's going to do it, he is going to do it. We cannot be wise in our own eyes. We have to know that we can depend on God today. But you know, if we only would just lean on him and depend on him today, you know, in all our ways, in the course of our life, in every mode of action that we make on this journey of life, you know, we have to acknowledge God. We have to not acknowledge that he will give us in the instructions, directions, and guidance. First of all, we have to pray for understanding. The scripture tells us, in all thy getting, to get an understanding. So remember, God in everything put him first, and know that he is in charge today. Even consult God when we are having to make decisions. Sometimes we make decisions and they are big decisions, things that can change the course of our life. But because we didn't consult God, sometimes we make big mistakes. But let us learn to remember to always consult God in every decision that we have to make. When we acknowledge him, he shall direct our path. In other words, he will direct our path. When we go to him and consult him and know he's going to lead and guide us, we have nothing to worry about. When we do these things, they are called conditioned. In other words, we have to rely on him. We have to trust him. We have to acknowledge him. So what is a condition? A condition is a thing on which a statement, happening, or existence depend upon. So when it says he shall, this is a promise of God. So what is a promise? It's when you give your word to do or not do something. And when God give us his word, give us his promises, we can know that he's going to do it. We don't have to sit back and wonder. We don't have to twiddle our thumbs and wonder if he's going to come through for us. You know, a lot of times we take God and we put him in the box with man. Man say, I'll do it. Man even say, I promise. Sometimes they don't do it because they just don't want to do it. And other times situations come up where they can't do it. But there's no situation in this life that God can't keep his promises. So if we do the conditions, God will definitely take care of his promises. So remember, there's one thing God cannot do, and that is lie. So this alone should help us to trust him, rely upon him, and depend upon him. Acknowledge him. He shall direct our path. He will show you the way. He will instruct you, he will give you directions, and he will guide you. But you know, we have to learn to depend on God. And you know, we're not to be conceited and, you know, and so sure of our own wisdom. Instead, trust and reverence God. Turn from your evil ways. But you know, the scripture tells us when you do that, then you will be given health and vitality. And when we talk about vitality, it's talking about liveliness, life, strength, the ability to go on living. You know, Isaiah 26:4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting. Strength will never be depleted. In other words, this is saying that if we always trust in God, he is forever with us. He will forever give us strength. His strength will never be depleted. It will never run out. We just have to learn to depend on God today. But you know, sometimes things may seem right to us, but it could be something that will cause greater problems later on. So trust God, not your own understanding, but trust God. Know that He's going to bring you out. No matter if you prayed it last month and it still hadn't come to pass, still know that God is in charge of the situation. He's going to move according to His will. One of the things I always pray, and I ask God, I say, God, let your divine will be done, your perfect will. I do not want your permissive will, but let your divine will be done in my life. So, you know, we just have to trust God. And I know I'm repeating it, but it is so important that we depend upon God today. With so much is going on in this world, the scripture tells us we are living in the last days. We're living in perilous time. So now is the time that we have to depend on God. We have to depend on God for safety. We have to depend on God that He'll let His angels continually to encamp about us today. We have to know that when we lie down at night, that God got His angels all around us. Not only are they around us individually, but they are encamped all about our property, inside our home, at every door and every window. So when we lie down at night, we can lay down in peace, knowing when I can go to sleep and know that I am taken care of, that I am, the angels are all around me. I am in safety. When we serve in God, the old folks say, we are in the ark of safety. When a person would backslide, they would say, come on back into the ark of safety. When we are in God, we are in the ark of safety. He is going to protect and take care of His kid. So, you know, the way we see it is not necessarily the right way, or the right course of action to take. But God is an all-knowing God. When He lead or direct us in this life journey, we will not err because He is doing the leading. And I will follow. So many times people make decisions without talking to God because they feel like it's the right thing to do. Sometimes God will send the action of course to take place, to take, but people, excuse me, sometimes God will send the action of course to take, but people will reject what God was saying, and because that people has a mind of their own, they reject God's wisdom, and their decisions can be very devastating. So, but you know, but in all of this, we are not to be conceited. Conceited means an excessively high opinion of oneself. Vain, self-important, self-dependent. You know, self-dependent is that they are completely blind to the right way or the right decision. It's okay to have confidence, but not to the point of being conceited and unreachable. You know, I used to do a mission with an elderly lady, and she used to tell me, she said, Cora, some people are so unreachable. You can't teach them. You can't tell them anything. And she said, when you find a person like that, they are like a cabbage. They are headed up. Can't nothing get in. But we today, as God peoples, we don't want to be where we can't be touched.